Well, boys and girls, thanks for coming home for Christmas. You'll be happy to hear that Grandma didn't really get run over by a reindeer. We're just kind of funning with you.
Barb, I can see you. As a matter of fact,
she not only didn't get run over by a reindeer, but she's in the house right now, like she always is, baking pies and making candy.
Isn't that what happened to her reindeer in the first place?
They were after the pie. But Grandma's just fine. But we're sure glad you made it back home for Christmas. We just love it when you get here. And you know, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. It's a time when family gets together. There's time of giving and exchanging of gifts, great meal. Just a fantastic time of the year, and we all look forward to it. And sometimes it's difficult to remember what Christmas is really about. The boys and girls, well, Grandma's up there taking care of all the necessities, getting everything ready for tomorrow. I just wanted to take a few moments to remind you about the Christmas story, the real meaning of Christmas. Of course, you know that an angel visited Mary and said that she was going to be with a child of the Holy Ghost. And then that same angel visited her fiancé, Joseph, in a dream and affirmed to Joseph that indeed it was a miracle child. So Mary became pregnant with the Son of God. And then there went out a decree that all the world must be taxed. And so Joseph had to put Mary, by this time a very pregnant lady, on the donkey and travel to Bethlehem. So they made the long journey. Certainly it wouldn't be long in terms of our travel today by automobile, but it was a long journey when you were sitting on the back of a donkey and being led by a man on foot. And they made the journey to Bethlehem. And wouldn't you know, when they got there, they went to find a room, but many out-of-towners had to come to Bethlehem to register for the taxation, because that was their hometown. And as a result, all the rooms were taken. There was no room left for them in the inn. The only place they could find to spend the night was out in the stable behind the inn. The innkeeper saw the condition of Mary, and his heart went out to her, and though he had no room to offer her, he did offer them the warmth of the stable. So Mary and Joseph went back into the stable and prepared a place for what was ahead that night. That was that holy night that they sang about in that beautiful Christmas song. And during the night, Mary gave birth to a precious baby boy. And she held that boy and looked at that boy and wondered and thought of all the things the angel had told her 9 months earlier. Then they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and they laid him in a manger. And as they were there with the baby out in the dark of the night in a cold field were some shepherds watching their sheep. And as they were watching their sheep, suddenly, an angel of the Lord spoke to them, and the whole sky was full of angels echoing the voice of the first, saying, "Glory to God in the highest," saying that unto you a child is born this night in Bethlehem. Of course, the shepherds, after hearing this wonderful, wonderful news, quickly got to their feet and made the journey to Bethlehem. They had to see for themselves what God had spoken about. And there in the stable, lying in a manger, they had found the baby boy that the angel said was the one who would save them. When they had announced to the shepherds, "A Savior has been born unto you." So obviously the wise men were very excited. This wasn't an everyday occurrence to have your evening chores interrupted by a sky full of angels singing glory to God in the highest. The shepherds went out, amazed at what they saw, excited, filled with wonder, and told everyone they came in contact with about all those things that God had shown them and all the things they had heard from the angels. Now, although the next part of the Christmas story, the part concerning the wise men, in all probability didn't happen for a couple years, it has become part of the Christmas story, so let me share it with you. There were wise men traveling from the east, magi. Some say even kings from the Orient. And they had been following a star for a very long time. Picture people on camels traveling from the somewhere in the country of today's China to the Middle East. And they'd been following that star, and they would travel when the star by night when they saw the star, and they would travel whenever they saw the star, and they'd stop when they didn't see the star. And the star led them to Jerusalem, and they stopped and found King Herod and inquired of him where the promised king would be born. They knew what this star meant. They knew this star was leading them to the one who would be born, King of the Jews. Herod, of course, didn't want to hear about any other king of the Jews other than himself. He was the king of the Jews. And so he had his magicians, wise men, astrologers checking all the records there in Jerusalem until they found in the Old Testament a prophecy about a king being born in Bethlehem. So they shared the news, King Herod shared the news with the wise men that this child's going to be born in Bethlehem. Go seek him out, and if you find him, come back and tell me where he is so that I can worship him too. And of course, you all know the story from the Bible. He had no intent to worship, but rather to murder the king. So the wise men proceeded to leave Herod, and when they got back out on the open road toward Bethlehem, the star reappeared and led them to the very spot, an unusual star. When you look up in the heavens, stars are a very long ways away, and you couldn't tell where they were pointing to on this earth. But that star was an unusual star. It not only led them to the city, but to the very stable where they could find this promised child. And they came into the stable bearing gifts. Now again, that's the Christmas story told to us by tradition. In all probability, Jesus was 2 years old by the time they found him in a house. But nonetheless, for the sake of the Christmas story, they found him in the stable. And they brought to him gifts. Now, we always talk about the three wise men. The Bible never says three wise men. It just says wise men. But because it identifies three gifts, people suppose that there were three wise men, but there were probably it was probably a far greater company than that. But they came with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they brought these gifts to the Lord Jesus. And so this Christmas evening, this night of the birth of Christ, and this next day, the shepherds come worshiping, and the wise men come bearing gifts. Now the whole story starts with a gift from God to you and I, the gift of his Son. And it continues on to the gift of mankind to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And from that, we've developed a tradition throughout the time as we celebrate Christmas. And in that, celebrating that tradition, we've even come up with a figure called Santa Claus, and Santa Claus flying through the sky, visiting every home in the world on Christmas Eve, bearing gifts. And because the gift exchanging thing has become a very important part to it. But the reason when you open your gifts tomorrow, boys and girls, that you're going to be doing that is because the tradition of bearing gifts started when the wise men found the newborn Savior. And so tomorrow, when you're sitting around the tree, looking at your gifts, waiting to open them until mom and dad get their coffee poured, read a part of the Christmas story, when you're there in the excitement of wondering what is in this package, what do I get? Take time to remember the real meaning of Christmas isn't about those gifts beneath your tree. The real meaning of Christmas is about the gift of love that God gave you and I in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, we're so excited again that you were able to travel home for Christmas. Grandma and I are so excited to see you, and we're looking forward to being with you tomorrow around that great dinner table. So good to see you. We love you, kids, and you have a Merry Christmas.